I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. You know, one way to ruin a perfectly good moment or phase in life or accomplishment or experience is by trying to bottle it, right? Perfect example. You're walking on a beach in vacation, and instead of just soaking in the moment, you start thinking, how can I live here? How can I rearrange my entire life to buy a vacation house here? It's the experience we have when we're experiencing a great moment. Instead of just seeing it, we take out our phones and we try to record the entire moment on our phone. And we try to cling to everything instead of just enjoying life. And God's calling us to have this spirit of receptivity, maybe poverty of spirit, where we're not trying to grasp, but we just receive and enjoy the gift of the present.
Yeah, it's this concept of ownership. And I've struggled with this my whole life, and I've come to realize there's some wounds in life that made me this way. But I remember I would watch a game show when I was a kid, and they would say, you can take the trip to Guadalajara, Mexico, or Acapulco, or you can have the money. And I could never imagine why anybody wouldn't just take the money, because you could hold it. You could have it. You could put it in the bank and keep it. And I hated throwing things away when I was a kid, because this has value, and I get to own it. And I remember when somebody once said, you know, nobody owns anything. At the end of the day, it all goes away. It makes you interact with things. A moment at work, an accomplishment, an achievement, a vacation, it is going to go away. And when we try to artificially keep it alive longer than it's supposed to go, we spoil it. And we spoil the joy we experience.
You know, a powerful image of that, I think of the Buddhist monks with their sand art. They'll make this incredible work of art out of multicolored sand on the ground. And as soon as they're done, they just take their brooms and just sweep it away. Why? Well, because it was all about enjoying that beautiful piece of art that you made in the moment and then move on. Even your accomplishments, the trophies that we compile. You know, Pastor Rick Warren said once, he's been in many people's deathbeds. No one's ever asked for their bowling trophy.
Isn't that crazy?
Right? They cling to what matters most in those moments, the relationships in their lives. Their kids. It's the faith, hope, and love that endure forever. This is the stuff that matters long beyond all these passing moments and things that we so often try to cling to. And if we focus on that, then we've grasped the real gift that's present to us in the moment. Amen.
Yeah. I've become less and less understanding of why people collect things. And that's not a judgment. I've just thought, what is the purpose? What is the purpose? So let's pray about this. God, help us to hold lightly all the gifts you give us, to know that none of them are meant to be kept forever or to be owned, but to be delighted in, rejoiced in, and help us not to fear the end of those things, because you always have something more for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.